Denmark is expected to adopt a new law tomorrow. It requires police to seize cash and other valuables from some asylum seekers as they enter the country. The government says the seizures would help defray the cost of caring for the refugees. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Elsinore in eastern Denmark.
Here in the city where Shakespeare's Hamlet was set, asylum seekers at a Red Cross center learn rudimentary Danish as they wait to hear whether or not they will be allowed to stay in Denmark. But the residents are less interested in the lesson than they are in complaining to journalists. On this day, the topic is about the proposed law authorizing seizures and other restrictions on new asylum seekers. Among those NPR interviews is Mehran
Ziyai.
The Kurd claims Hungarian border guards stole his phone, his new clothes, and about $130 in cash, so the Danes couldn't confiscate anything from him anyway. But Ziyai says if he'd known about the proposed law when he came from northern Iraq 5 months ago, he might have gone elsewhere.
I had no choice but to come to Europe, but maybe I wouldn't have come to Denmark because I see now they don't like refugees here. Maybe I would have gone to Sweden or Norway or another country.
Such second-guessing is exactly what the center-right government in Copenhagen is looking for, especially by refugees who are thinking about coming to Denmark. Officials complain they've been overwhelmed by the 20,000 asylum seekers who came last year, even though that number pales in comparison to what neighboring countries have taken in.
As you know, we are a very small country of just 5 million people with a very, very generous welfare system.
Marcus Knud is a Danish MP and spokesman for his government on immigration and integration issues.
We need to take measures to basically make Denmark a little bit less attractive compared to the other European countries that people seek asylum in.
The Danish politician rejects criticism of the law, saying some other European countries already take harsher measures. Nor will Danish police be taking wedding rings or other sentimental belongings, Knud says. Even so, some Danish supporters of anti-asylum laws say the seizures of cash and belongings of asylum seekers bringing in more than $1,450 to Denmark are symbolic at best. One such asylum critic is journalist Mikkel Andersen, who writes for several publications, including the satirical Danish equivalent of The Onion.
People are traveling to Denmark in order to make a permanent home here. And I mean, I can completely understand that. I mean, if I was living in Iraq, I'd probably attempt to do the same thing. But what the result is that Denmark is spending an inordinately huge amount of money on helping very few people.
Andersen says more likely to stop would-be asylum seekers are the Danish draft legislation's provisions limiting asylum to 1 year at a time and barring refugees from bringing their families over for at least 3 years, even if they are living in war zones. Back at the Elsinore Asylum Center, most residents NPR interviews, like Iranian Kurd Lohman Rezaei, predict the new law won't make a difference. Even if all of Europe tries to make things harder, Rezaei says people will still come. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, reporting from Elsinore in eastern Denmark.